Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Tonight, the theme is better, and I'm excited to get into the Word of God. We're going to go here just to Psalm 66. This is our theme verse for our summer staycation, and I just want to share this because I believe this is not just for young people, but this is for everyone. And you know, we need, like I just said, we need each other. We need to grow and develop, and it takes not just peers, young people, but they need mentors, and they need coaches, and they need help, and they need equipped to get through the process. And so I just want to encourage you to not say, oh, well, they're younger and I don't understand. But I encourage you in these next few moments to lean in because God can use you to help this generation get better. Amen. Let's go to our scripture, Psalm 66, verse 12. I love this. It says, "You've allowed our enemies to prevail against us. We've passed through the fire and the flood." Come on, I could relate to that. Amen. "We've passed through the fire and the flood." We're getting through. We're leading through. Amen. And then it says, "Yet in the end," oh, I love this right here. This encourages me here in the Passion Translation. I love this, what it says. "Yet in the end, you will always bring us out better." I love it. You know, in the Bible, it's so biblical that when you get on God's team, your life gets better and better. Come on, the glory of the Lord shines brighter and brighter. Come on, it always gets better and better as we get on God's team and start seeking God. And look, even though the enemies get prevailed against, even though things didn't go the way we desired them to go, like Nikki talked about, the plans changing and interrupting our schedule and interrupting our normal routine. I love it, though, that yet in the end, you will always bring us out better. Amen. Than we were before. Come on, because when God gets a hold of your life, I just want to encourage you right now that when you have an encounter with God, you'll never leave the same. In fact, if you would say that you met Jesus and you weren't changed, I would question that you met Jesus. I would submit that to you tonight because when you encounter Jesus, your life, your mind, your heart, your spirit, come on, you're better because you've encountered Jesus. I'm thinking right now of the woman of the issue of blood. The Bible says that the woman of the issue of blood went to doctor, and in fact, she didn't get better. She got worse and worse and worse and worse. The problem got bigger and bigger. But then when she encountered Jesus, that something happened. There was a change, an instantaneous. When she touched the hem of the garment of Jesus, something changed when she had an encounter with Jesus, right? You know the story that she was healed. The blood dried up and she was instantly healed. And he said, "Who touched me?" Right? I just want to encourage you right now that we just got to get locked in with Jesus. Not focused on social media, not focused on Hulu and Netflix, and not focused on Amazon Prime, not focused on all the distractions of this world. I'm not saying anything's wrong with them, but when we get tuned and locked in with Jesus, our life gets better. He doesn't leave us okay. He brings us to a better life. Come on, there's a praise break right now. Right now, where you are, your couch, in your kitchen, come on, in your basement, let's just give God some praise. God, we thank you, God. We honor you. Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. All right, so I want to give you real quick, as we're thinking and we're discussing about better, I want to give you real quick three questions you could ask, what we should ask ourselves to get better. Y'all ready for them? I'm ready to get into it. I'm excited about it. Three questions to ask ourselves to get better. First question, who am I connected to? Oh, this is powerful. You know, there is A.W. Tozer. I don't know if you've ever heard A.W. Tozer. He has a law, a self-discovery law, that you are the company that you keep. Oh, man, how important it is that we have the right connections. You know, Pastor's been teaching us as we've been going through this crisis how critical it is that we stay connected with the right people. I believe in connection. I believe that we want to grow. I believe that we need each other, that we don't want to do life alone. I'll even submit this to you tonight, that isolation will invite illusions. It will invite false precepts, false ideas. What do you mean by that? Have you ever had a text message that you totally misunderstood? Come on, have you ever talked to somebody and totally misunderstood, but it would totally be clarified through a face-to-face conversation? Do you know that the enemy likes to isolate us and get us away from everybody else and get us away from connection and staying connected with the right people? Because the right people will keep us on path. Let me show it to you. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 15. Let's go there. This is so powerful. Look at this. While David was at Horesh in the desert of Ziph, he learned that Saul had come out to take his life. And then it says, and Saul's son, Jonathan, went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God. You and I, as we're following Christ, as we're growing, as we're facing change constantly, every single day, as we're facing uncertainty, we need to find a crew of people. We need to find people that we belong, that we connect with, that we're accepted. And just to insert this, you belong here at Church in the Rock. You're accepted here. We love you. We value you. You're accepted. And we want you to feel like when you come on the campus and when you're watching online that you're accepted and you're loved and that you belong. We have over 40 small groups at our church. We have small groups that meet with our teenagers, all to get the concept of, hey, we accept you, we love you, and you belong. And you don't have to do life alone. Look at Jonathan helping David. He helped him find strength in God. How important it is for us to have the right connections in our life. Let's look at this scripture right here. In Proverbs 25, 12, it says, to humbly receive wise correction and adorns your life with beauty. Oh, I love this. It makes you, oh, what are we talking about? It makes you a worse person. It makes you a jaded person, a bitter person. No. A better person. What is it saying? That when we get around the right people and we are humble enough to receive wise correction. I'm thinking of an artist that you may be aware of, Kanye West, right? Kanye West had a song, You Can't Tell Me Nothing. But then Kanye had an encounter with Jesus, came out with a new album, right? Completely different than all the music that he ever made. And whether you like Kanye or not, I'm giving you an example here. That when, before he went to release that album, he recorded a bunch of songs and submitted them to his pastor. And do you know that he asked his pastor to critique him and to correct him if he was off theologically or if anything was, something changed in Kanye's heart after having an encounter with Jesus. Oh, his life was better. Something happened to Kanye, right? For having the posture and the position and the attitude that you can't tell me nothing. Let me just encourage you, grandparent, grandmother, grandfather, mom, dad, uncle, auntie. Let me just encourage you that maybe there's somebody in your family that you're concerned about, but it just takes one moment, an encounter with God, maybe getting them at summer staycation, getting them in the house of God, getting them connected around the right people, and a turnaround takes place. Kanye went from saying, I don't want advice, to submitting to his pastor and asking for correction. How powerful is that? Come on, right now, let's just praise God that he can turn us around, that he can change the situation. It just takes one moment. Come on, praise break right there where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So to get better, there are three questions we ask ourselves. We just talked about the one, and it's about who we're connected to. But number two, let's go to that one. What does my confession sound like? And so we just talked about belonging, and we talked about connection. Now we're talking about our confession and what we're believing. I was talking with a parent of a few students, and one of their students is not feeling well. He's going through a lot of physical opportunities. But I was so encouraged by this amazing parent here at Church in the Rock. Instead of giving the list of all the situations, and I'm talking in and out of the hospital, serious stuff, she was declaring to me and confessing to me the goodness of our God. She was declaring the healing power of Jesus. Let me encourage you right now at home that God wants to do something in our lives, but we have to open our mouth and begin to speak out, not what's happening to us, but what we believe is about to happen. Speak it forth. We need to start talking and saying what we're believing. So how do we know we're getting better? It's who we're connected to. But then number two is what does my confession sound like? Believing. All right, let's go to number three. What, I hope this is helping you tonight. If it's touching you, if God's speaking to you, well, I would just encourage you, the service is not over. Text someone, get them connected. Hey, this is what's happening at Church on the Rock. Man, we have so many amazing, a summer staycation and a kids blast coming up. The family is being reached here at Church on the Rock. Look what it says. What does my character look like? So we talked about first belonging. Yeah, belonging. I think about that scripture that Jesus said in Luke chapter 19 when he was talking to Zacchaeus. He made Zacchaeus, who robbed so many people. Zacchaeus was a sinner that was messed up. Life was a mess. But Zacchaeus, he just called Zacchaeus out from that tree and said, make haste, get down here, because today I'm coming to your house. What was he saying? You belong. He was accepting him right where he was. And if you notice, two scriptures later, after the religious folk got all upset, two scriptures later, he begins to say what he's going to do. And he begins to declare what he's going to do. And there was a heart change. But it started with, number one, belonging. Then number two, then it's believing, right? We what we're confessing, what we're declaring. Then number three, what does my character like? What am I becoming in this crisis? What am I becoming? What is God doing in my life? Let's look at this scripture real quick. This is so powerful. This is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 and 9 in the Message translation. So don't lose a minute in building what you've been given. Wow. So we're not wasting our time. We're not playing games, right, during this time, but we're maximizing. We're taking advantage of this. Sound familiar, right? Pastor's been teaching us that this past few weeks, past months. Don't lose a minute in building what you've been given or being a good steward of our time. God's going to do great things during this time. Complementing your basic faith with good character. Come on, right there. God working on my character every day. God work on my character. You and I, we want to get better in our character. We want to become more like Christ. Spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate. Oh my goodness, we just learned about this past weekend. Passionate patience. Wow, I'm getting too excited here. I gotta go back to it. Passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, generous love, each dimension fitting into and developing the others with these qualities. Active, look at this right here, and growing in your lives. That's one of our attitude and attributes, is growing. Come on, all of us at Church in the Rock, we are lifelong learners, right? The biggest room in our life is not our basement. The biggest room in our life is not our family room. The biggest room in our life is the room for improvement. Amen. And so it says quality actives, growing in lives, no grass will grow under our feet. I love that. So God wants to do something in our life. First, we need to know that we belong and we have to have the right connections. If you're not in a small group, let me encourage you. It's not too late to sign up for a small group. Iron sharpens iron. Proverbs 27:17 says, it will help you grow. It will help renew you, strengthen you, equip you in this season. We need certain people for certain seasons. So powerful. So belonging. And then it's believing. What are we confessing? What are we declaring in our life? What we're believing. And then third, what are we saying? So belong, believe, then we'll become like Christ. Now, real quick, before we go, I'm excited, and please excuse my enthusiasm tonight, but it's just the God living on the inside of me and knowing that our life, as we grow in Christ and as we stay devoted and as we are lifelong learners and as we open the door and we stay teachable and we have the attitude, you know, that we're going to learn and we're going to grow and we're going to continue to work on our attitude, we're going to get better through this situation, better through the bad report, better through losing the job. God's gonna turn it out better for our good, amen? So let me give you real quick, three quick things on improvement, three things that we can do, and we'll flesh it out. And I just wanna say, by the way, right after this, for our students, grades 6 through 12, we are gonna be on Zoom connecting, talking about what's happening at Staycation, but not just Staycation, just connecting, because we believe in relationships. The most important things in life are not things. They're relationships, amen? So let's go there for sake of time. We're gonna kind of skip this and go to first point here. I want to give you three quick things of what we need to get better. Number one is a different mindset. Not a survival mindset, but a different mindset. You think about the 12 spies, right? Joshua and Caleb, they had a different mindset. Let's go to the scripture. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24 says, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit. Oh, this is so important. You and I, as followers of Jesus Christ, we have a different response. We have a different spirit. How do we get better? We have to be different from this world. Romans 12:2, right, says, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing. We're going to be changed. We're going to be changed every single day as we renew our mind. We're transformed. I love that, right? So had a different spirit, follows him wholeheartedly. He will bring him out of the land and went to and descendants, and he will inherit. He will inherit the promises of God. He will inherit the blessing. He will fulfill his purpose and destiny. He will walk in his God-given calling and authority. Why? Because he had a different spirit. So number one, we have to have a different spirit. Number two, let's go there. Do more than expected. In parentheses, you here see, serve people. Wow. Right now, people are hurting. Right now, we need to show compassion. The Bible says that Jesus was moved with compassion for the people. We have to show empathy. There's so many that are hurting right now. And as a church, we're a hospital to the hurting, to love them and let them know that God is for you and that we as a church are for you. Oh, I mean, I think that's important that we do more than expected. Let's look at this scripture real quick. Before we go to this story, real quick, let's go. Luke chapter 10, verse 33. You guys have heard of it, the Good Samaritan, right? Samaritan traveling the road came on him, and when he saw the man's condition, this man had been beaten up for sake of time. We're not going to go through all the scriptures, but this man has been beaten up. He's downtrodden, he's beaten up, he's discouraged, he's in a bad spot, right? But the Samaritan sees him. His heart went out to him, having compassion, having empathy. He gave him first aid, disinfect his bandages and wounds. Then he lifted him up his donkey, led him to the hotel and made him comfortable. In the morning, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take good care of him. If it costs any more, put it on my bill and I'll pay you on my way back. That's doing more than expected, right? So we're gonna have a different spirit. We're gonna do more than what's expected of us. And then number three, let's just go to there. Then number three, develop something new. Wow. So you're saying here tonight, you're listening and you're hearing the word of God and you're going, okay, well, I don't get it. As I'm closing, as I'm wrapping this up, I just want to encourage you right now. You know, how do I get better? Well, it's a posture. It's an attitude. It's a connection. We want to be connected. We need to find where we belong, and we belong in God's house. We belong with God's people. We belong in small groups. We belong in uprising and summer staycation. We belong in connection and relationship. Our young people belong, but not just our young people. Everyone belongs here at Church in the Rock. The young and the old, the middle age, the down and outer, the up and outer. Everyone, every situation, every background, right? They belong. But then that number two is, okay, well, what are you saying? Because that reveals what you're believing. And so number three is on our character, right? Well, what are we becoming in this process? Are we getting better or bitter? Are we like the woman of the issue of blood going to everybody else and getting worse? Or are we having an encounter and experience with Jesus? Maybe you're at your wit's end going through difficult times. I want you to know we love you. We're for you. Our team's working so hard. Our church is working so hard. Why? Because we believe in the mission to lead people to God. We believe that we want to help them discover the purpose that they have, that we all have for our lives. And so I just want to encourage you that you belong, that you want to boost your belief system, right? You want to speak the right things, because whatever you're saying, you're believing. Pastor teaches us this. We can never rise above our confession. And then number three is then becoming, right? God working on our character. And then three things simple that we could apply, right? Is be having a different mindset, a different response, right? Yeah, having a different way of doing it. Then number two, doing more than that's expected of us. We want to go above and beyond. And then number three, developing something new. Do you see in parentheses? Solve problems. We want to serve people and solve problems. Someone has a problem. We all have problems. If you don't have problems, you could have some of mine. But the reality is we all have problems, right? But how can we help somebody else with their problem? It's sowing and reaping, right? When we help somebody else with their problem, God is sending someone to help us with our problem. I want to pray with you in just a moment. Maybe you would say, you know, Mark, this has been crazy. Since this has happened, my family, my son, my daughter, I just want to encourage you to not give up. It's always too soon to quit. God has great things in store for your family. I'm believing with you. Our staff, our team, it's believing with you for household salvation. Maybe you're going through the dark depression and dark time and discouragement. I just want to let you know that God is for you. Maybe you're saying, I need to get right with God. I'm going to reprioritize some things, rededicate my life, or accept Christ into my life. I just want to encourage you now that there's a button where you could let us know. There's a response card on Facebook and YouTube. You could click that response card and let us know. But faith is an act. You got to step out. You have to step out and trust God and go after it and say, okay, God, you could have my heart. You could have my life. I want to be better. I want an encounter with Jesus. If that's you, would you pray this prayer with me? Just say, Heavenly Father, I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die for me and rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Change me from the inside out. Take my life and make a difference. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and with power. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.